Masachet Vayah Parazayim Mishnah Ches Misha Harilo Esar Surah Esar Esar Tariyat. Somebody who has 10 rows of wine, each row of wine has 10 barrels lined up next to each other in the row. Altogether, he has 100 barrels of wine. The Amar Surah Akitoyna Achas Meiser V'en Yadu Ezi. And he says, I want Meiser that I'm going to take off some other barrel that he has. That Meiser should be and one of the barrels in one of the outside rows. And he specified which outside row he's going to take the miser up for some other barrels. But now he doesn't remember which row he specified. So he doesn't know from which row he should take the miser that will pot off the other barrel that he has. What he has to do is, he has to take some wine from two barrels on the opposite corner of the diagonal. He would take some wine from a barrel on the northeast corner and take some wine from barrel on the southwest corner and use that wine for the miser. And by doing that, it's taking miser from wine on all four rows. As the barrel on the northeast corner counts for two rows and the barrel on the southwest corner counts for the other two rows. And that way it's taking wine from all four rows and that's the miser he'll use for the other barrel. What happened if he said that the miser I'm going to take for some other barrel that I have, I'm going to take some wine from one of the outside barrels, and he specified which half row he's going to take the wine from that he'll use for miser. And now he doesn't remember which half row he said. What should he do? He has to take some wine from all four barrels that are on the four corners. And that's the wine he'll use for miser. And that way, he's taking some wine from each one of the half rows. As a chavis on each one of the corners counts for two half rows, and since he's taking wine from all four chavis on the four corners, he's taking wine from every half row, and he used that for the miser. Shura achas miser v'en yadua ezehi. What happened if he said, I'm going to take some wine that I'm going to use for miser, for some other barrels that I have, from one of these rows. He doesn't say the outside row this time, he said from one of the rows. And he specified which row, and now he doesn't know which row he said he's going to take wine for miser to pot off some other barrels that he has. What should he do? He should take some wine from each barrel on one row diagonally. He should start from a barrel on the northeast, take some wine from that barrel, and take some wine from all the barrels diagonally all the way down to the southwest. And when he takes wine from each one of those barrels, that's the wine he should use for miser. And this way, he's taking a little bit of wine from every chavis, from each row. As if you count the rows from north to south, he's taking wine from each barrel north to south, since he's taking the wine from the barrels diagonally from northeast to southwest. And if you count the rows from west to east, he's also taking wine from each barrel from west to east, since he's taking the wine from the barrels diagonally. Chati shura achas maisa, v'en yudua ezehi. What happens if he says that the miser that's going to take off from some other barrel that he has will be from one of the barrels on one of the half rows? And he doesn't say one of the half outside rows, he says one of the half rows. And he specified which half row, and now he doesn't remember which half row he specified. So it could be from any of the half rows among these barrels. What should he do? Now he tells Stacey Rose, looks. He should take wine from each barrel diagonally in two directions. He should start from the northeast and take wine from each barrel all the way down to the southwest. Then he should start from the northwest and take wine from each barrel all the way down to the southeast. So he's taking wine from each barrel diagonally in two directions. It looks like an X. And that way he's taking wine from a barrel on each half row. Chavis achas maiser, v'en yadua ezehi. Maiser mikol chavis v'chavis. If he said, the maiser that I'm going to take for some other barrel that I have should be from one of the barrels in one of these rows, and he specified which barrel. But now he doesn't remember which barrel he specified. In such a case, he has to take some wine from each and every barrel, and that wine will be the miser, since he specified a specific barrel, and now he doesn't remember which barrel the miser would be in. He has to take wine from each barrel, and that wine would be the miser for the other barrels that he has. Wheat and zunim are not klein with each other. Zunim is a type of black grain and it's not considered a different type of seed than wheat, it's considered the same type of seed, and therefore it is permitted to plant it together with wheat. And you're not allowed to plant two different types of seeds mixed together in the field. This is called klizron. And the Mishnah teaches that the zunim is considered the same type as chitim, and therefore the Isser of klein does not apply to chitim and zunim. Now the reason why Chazal teaches that zunim is the same type of seed as chitim, and during the times of the Dor HaMavo, when that generation acted in destructive ways, Kadosh Baruch Hu caused as a punishment that when they planted wheat, zunim grew instead. So since we see that zunim grew when they planted wheat, it's the same type as wheat, and therefore it is permitted to plant it mixed together with wheat in the field. Now, even though zunim is not fit for human consumption, but since sometimes it is fed to pigeons, the Isser of Klein would apply to zunim. Hasa'irim v'shibolusol, barley and oats are not Klein with each other, it's considered the same type. Hakuzmen v'hashifo, spelt and rot, are also considered the same type, and it would not be forbidden to plant them mixed together in the field. Hapul v'asapir, beans and chickpeas, are also considered the same type and can be planted mixed together in the field. Klizron would not apply to them. Haperuktin v'hataifa, peruktin is a type of peas, and also taifa is a different type of peas, and therefore it would not be klizron if you plant them mixed together in the field. Upul halavin v'ashuit, these are two different types of beans, also and inclined that be there, they would not be climbed or planted mixed together in the field. But all these pairs of food that the Mishnah mentions are considered the same type, and therefore it would not be climbed to plant them together. So each pair can be planted together, but if you would take one of the types from one of the pairs and a different type from a different pair and plant it together, it would be usur as climbed. For example, if you take chitim and plant them together with sa'irim, with barley, that would be climbed. Or if you take sa'irim and plant it together with kusmin, it would be klein. Only if you plant it in the pair that the Mishnah mentions would it be mutter. If you take one from one pair and one from a different pair and plant it together, it would be considered klein. Now, even though chitim and sa'irim and shibolosol, kusmin and shifon are all considered the same type with regards to challah, as in order to be chayav in challah, you need a minimal amount. And if you have a little bit of wheat together with a little bit of barley and between the two of them, you have the minimal amount that is chayav and challah, it would be considered the same type, and it would be chayav and challah, even though it's both chitim and sa'irim, you don't have the minimal amount for one or the other, you only have the minimal amount with the two together, so it's considered the same type with regards to challah, but that's only as far as challah is concerned. But as far as klizron is concerned, chitim and sa'irim are considered two different types, and if you planted chitim together with sa'irim, that would be a klizron.